Welcome to the Business Coach Podcast, an advice-oriented series that tackles the top issues and opportunities facing Canada's small businesses. I'm your host, Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, and we've developed this podcast in cooperation with BMO, Bank of Montreal. It's a well-known fact that, on average, big businesses offer richer compensation and benefits packages than smaller companies do. And while money isn't everything, it is a significant something to just about everyone in the workforce. And that makes competing for talent a tougher job for entrepreneurial firms. However, offering an employee health benefits plan might be easier and less costly than you think. Joining me to offer a primer on health benefits plans for SMBs is Michael Warb. Michael is the president and CEO of PAL Benefits, a human resources consulting practice headquartered in Toronto. Michael, welcome to the Business Coach Podcast.
Thank you so much, Ian. I'm glad to be with you this afternoon.
So, Michael, what more specifically is the business case for adopting an employee health benefits plan?
Ian, we live in a business environment where really companies often have to fight for talent, to hire the best talent and to keep that talent. A health benefits plan is really part of the strategic fight to attract and really keep these quality of employees. Of course, for that strategy to work, Ian, the employer must also make sure that they really communicate this plan to prospective and current employees. You know, PAL did a survey in 2010, as well as a Canadian Health Index that Sun Life did, that indicated that many respondents feel employers have a responsibility to ensure that their employees obviously have good health. So this is an important part of really a business objective for many corporations.
So, Michael, employee health benefits plans are a valuable tool in attracting and retaining employees. But are there any secondary benefits, such as lower absenteeism or higher productivity due to having more healthy employees?
Well, you know what? An employee benefit package really fundamentally helps an employee understand the risks. And, you know, in the area of wellness, it's an employer responsibility to help an employee with good health. So clearly, there are some significant benefits to an employer when they provide that type of program.
Now, not all small and mid-sized businesses have health benefits programs. Do you know what percentage that is?
The 2010 Toronto Board survey indicated that 98% of the survey respondents provided employee benefits to full-time employees. It also noted that about 60% provide to part-time employees. Now, bear in mind, this is a Greater Toronto Area survey with about 300 respondents. But I think what's important to notice is that most small businesses do provide health benefits. It's a critical part of their compensation.
So, Michael, one of the timeless complaints against traditional forms of insurance is that you never really come out ahead, and if you make a claim, your premiums will simply rise. Is that the same with employee health benefits plans? And if premiums do rise, by how much should they rise?
You know, Ian, this is somewhat true. There's no question that insurance companies do review an organization's claiming trend each year, and they may feel they need to increase premiums if there's been high claiming. A couple things to realize. Number one, insurers are for-profit organizations, and I'm sure all stakeholders appreciate that. But what's key here is to keep all things reasonable and fair. And number one, it's important you have a good advisor to make sure that they're reviewing the renewal fees and to ensure that everything is reasonable for their organization. When insurers set new fees, they also do it according to their block of business. So what's really important is the advisor, the company that's working on it, needs to make sure that these are fair relative to their organization.
So, Michael, what kind of flexibility do employers have in determining which benefits they will offer their employees?
Specifically for small businesses, for the longest time, most employers have provided what we call a traditional benefits program. A traditional benefits program is a program where the employer ultimately defines the level of benefit for each employee in the terms of life insurance, disability, health, and dental. They provide the same level of benefit for most employees. What's happened today as a result of demographic shift is a lot of employers are looking at different alternatives. For example, plans that have more choice, opportunities for different generations. For example, the Y generation today of employees want different things in their benefits program. They may want to choose more paramedical coverage, massage coverage, than prescription coverage. They may want to choose more wellness alternatives versus spending money on prescription drugs. So employers today, most importantly, small employers, so they can help engage talent, are looking at this and saying, if we're going to be providing a fixed amount of dollars to invest in an employee benefit program, let's make sure that we're investing in the right area. So in the area specifically of flex benefits choice, and in another area called a health spending account. A health spending account is a vehicle where an employer can provide an employee a fixed amount of dollars that allows the employee now to use it for things that they want instead of what the employer wants. It gives them the opportunity to use it for things to improve their lifestyle, while at the same time, the employer can still provide the benefits for the catastrophic claims.
Now let's follow that thread of catastrophic claims. What is stop loss insurance?
Many employees may face difficult situations in Canada that predominantly could cripple them, specifically in the areas of prescription drugs. And most government plans right across Canada provide little or no coverage for employed Canadians for prescription drugs. Stop loss insurance for an employer allows an employer to still provide a prescription drug program for their employees without having the risk of knowing that if an employee does have a significant large claim, that it's going to be charged to them for the following year. So using a simple example of an employee who requires a cancer treatment, and the cancer treatment is going to cost for the 1 year about $80,000. For the employer to assume this into their plan experience, especially a small employer, is a significant expense. Stop loss insurance would say to the employer that all you're going to be doing is being responsible for the first $10,000 of the $80,000. The other $70,000 would be insured by the carrier. So stop loss gives an employer still the opportunity to provide the benefit, but not having the employer have to pay the full burden of the cost.
And do most carriers offer this type of benefit?
It's a benefit that's traditionally been offered for the last number of years. It's becoming more and more prevalent for smaller groups because employers still want to offer the coverage. What has happened, though, in the last little while is the cost for the stop-loss insurance has grown as Canadians have continued to see an increase in prescription drug costs.
And finally, Michael, what advice do you give those SMBs who do not have a health benefits plan in terms of what to offer their employees and where to find it?
You know, I mean, the first thing I would do to encourage many of these small businesses is number one is to get some good advice in this area. And advice, I mean, working with somebody to understand your demographics, understand your expectations, your services, and your objectives. You know, a lot of companies usually delve into benefits because they need to have it because it's competitive. More and more small businesses now are looking at the amount of money they're spending on benefits and are saying, what are we trying to achieve? What's it going to bring to us in terms of our overall objectives, resources, talent? It's easy today to simply go into a traditional plan, a plan that has life insurance, health, disability, and dental. It's more challenging, though, to talk about what do you really need as an employer. So one of the things that I do believe it's very important is that a small business should spend the time to invest in what's the right strategy for them. There are some limitations for small business because they don't have the same buying power as a larger organization, but fundamentally, it's a fundamental part of their overall compensation, and I'm confident that if they evaluate it properly, they can find the right plan for their organization.
And we shouldn't forget to mention pooled benefits plans that are offered through third-party administrators that help a conglomerate of small independent businesses achieve that buying power, right?
There's no question. I mean, organizations today that are maybe under 50 employees may not have the same opportunity as employers for over 50 employees, and there are opportunities for them to join with other organizations so they're able to provide benefits at a more competitive rate. There are lots of solutions, but coming up with the right solution, you need to step back and determine what is the reason why you're doing it, but finding a product for it and finding a vendor to do it today is available for a small business.
It's an important investment and a significant one. So, Michael, thanks for sharing your advice and your expertise.
My pleasure.
Michael Warb is president and CEO of PAL Benefits in Toronto. That's it for another episode of the Business Coach Podcast. Be sure to check out other episodes, which you can download from BMO.com/coach, ProfitGuide.com, and iTunes. For other tools to help you build your business, visit the BMO Smart Steps for Business community at BMO.com/smartbusinessowners. Until next time, I'm Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, wishing you continued success.